Ketchikan,
Kotzebue,
Dillingham,
Sitka,
Chugiak,
Fairbanks,
Fort Yukon,
Wrangell,
Barrow,
Unalaska, Dutch Harbor,
Alaknarechamute.
This is AK on Alaska News Nightly. I'm Dave Waldron. This week on AK, summertime fun. Finally. The Klehini River near Haines is about 42 miles long, from its source in British Columbia to its mouth at the Chilkat River, of which it is the largest tributary. It's also one of the most accessible and sublime summer rafting experiences to be had in Southeast Alaska. KMXT's Daisha Eaton takes us on the journey.
On an overcast afternoon, 8 passengers and 2 guides are ready to push off the bank into the waters of the Klehini River, which weave like strands of ribbon through a rocky plain between steep snow-capped mountains.
This is a glacially fed river, so the water is very, very shallow. It's also very cold. Uniquely this time of year, it's also clear. It's beautiful. It's kind of a emerald green color.
That's Jimmy McNevin, an expedition raft guide for Chilkat Guides out of Haines. Originally from Minnesota, McNevin says several years ago he left a good-paying job in a cubicle in Denver to work seasonally on Southeast Alaska rivers. And it's not hard to see why he never went back.
We're sandwiched in between two mountain ranges, the Taquinsha and the Tokchanuk. The Taquinsha is basically what separates us from Glacier Bay and the ice fields that flow down into Glacier Bay National Park. So we're right on the edge of a whole world of ice here.
The river follows the northern boundary of the Chilkat mountain range. McNevin explains that the Klehini actually starts in Canada.
It's a river that's headwaters are in British Columbia. The Jarvis Glacier flows from right off the Alcan Highway that if you were ever to drive to Haines, you would see it right after you cross the Canadian border into the Haines Highway. You'll see the Klehini River right on the right.
The lower portion of the Klehini, where we're headed today, passes through the Alaska Chilkat Bald Eagle Preserve. The area is called the Council Grounds because it's where thousands of the white-headed raptors congregate annually in the late fall and early winter to feast on salmon. There are quite a few bears in the area as well.
Well, it's still pretty early in the season, so mostly just eagles so far. I've been really craving a bear and moose sighting.
That's another guide, Wiley Betts, originally from Tacoma, Washington, who also left a more traditional job for one on the river.
I worked in Seattle for a few years. I'm from Tacoma, Washington, and I had a pretty good job as a warehouse manager, but I was really stressed out and had a really bad car accident basically as a result of that stress. And one of my best friends has worked up here for 9 years now, and he invited me on a Grand Canyon trip for the third time. After my accident, I called him up and was like, hey, is that still open? Because I'm there.
Beth says he can't imagine doing anything else.
There's nothing I enjoy more than boating.
With all those glaciers fueling its flow, the Klehini's channels can change overnight. It's a braided river, so that means it's always changing, which can be a challenge for guides. Before we take off, Betts gives a safety talk.
If I say duck, I'm not pointing out wildlife. I want you to duck into the boat, not out of it. We might be going over an obstacle, hanging over the boat, and don't grab onto any branches or anything like that as we're going underneath.
This is one of the first rafting trips of the season, which starts in early May and runs through October. Before cruise ship season gets going, the company has invited local people who live in the Haines area for a free ride down the river.
I'm Nene Wolf. I've lived here going on 3 years, but I've been coming up to work here for the last 20 years, maybe.
And you've never done this?
Correct.
We push off into the river in the 18-foot raft weighing 2,000 pounds. It's early spring, so there are still patches of ice along the shoreline. Sometimes to avoid a downed tree or a large rock, guides jump out of the boat and onto the bank with a rope, bringing the raft to a quick stop, then walking it along the river's edge around the obstacles while passengers traverse the river's pebbled shores. And in the shallow water, there are bumps. Here and there, the raft gets stuck on a gravel bar, requiring that everyone on board bounce up and down until the raft breaks loose.
I promise, Sarah, y'all keep bouncing, I promise.
Taking a break on a gravel bar, passenger Nene Wolf is taking it all in.
It's so beautiful, and it's a lot of fun watching our boat guide. Yes, it's so gorgeous. And from the perspective of the river, instead of the road, It's absolutely beautiful.
Passengers pick up polished river pebbles as souvenirs, then pile back into the raft and the guides push off downriver. A lone eagle surveys this stretch of the Klehini from his perch on a nearby cottonwood tree. McNevin with Chilkat Guides says when people ask him why he keeps coming back, he tells them,
"It's the place. It's the place. It's Haines. It's glacially fed rivers. It's the scenery. It's the people."
For AK, I'm Daisha Eaton on the Klehini River.